This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I did look at investment. I'm now going to host the 3D6 show also. I need a little more cash. Bad job, Dow. As John Williams somewhere is saying in WGN. Hit it, Dave. Let's go.
Too much content, but not enough time. The Chad Hartman Show now becomes... Pew, 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 pew. Pew, 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 pew. Rapid Fire Radio.
All right, Vance Belter and Annunciation Church. Those are the two worst stories of the year, correct? Vance Belter killing the Hortmans. And two kids killed, Annunciation, Catholic Church, others somehow miraculously surviving. Belter in court this week. And then I saw this story last night. Plenty of families are dealing with bills and how to pay them, right? You can only imagine the hospital bills. And it's a good thing that this state has something that goes back to the 70s. The Minnesota Crime Victims Reimbursement Program. The deputy director for the Office of Justice Programs within the Department of Public Safety says it's open to anyone who's been a victim of a violent crime. That includes homicides, assaults, kidnapping, domestic violence, and mass shootings. Her team arrived in Annunciation soon after the shooting. The volume of the young people was the hardest we saw. Victims have up to 3 years to sign up for assistance, but encourages them to sign up as soon as possible. We look at the government at times, right, and shake our heads about what they're not doing and what they should be doing. That's an area where, thankfully, that is available, Dave, right, and can help people out.
No question.
Can't resolve everything, I'm sure, but bravo to the folks in the 70s who decided that was a good idea. All right, hit the thing again. We're bouncing back and forth between the serious and the silly. Today, maybe it's even happened. MLS, our club, the Loons. We're still in the playoffs. The sport never ends.
We're early in the playoffs.
We're early.
Long way to go.
And guess what? They are going to vote and prepare to change how the season works. Right now, she's basically winter to winter. Is that a fair description? The Loons start gathering for training camp in January. I'm not kidding.
I think they've actually already started training camp for next year.
Right.
Today, while the playoffs are still going.
But a core of the season is when? In the summer.
Yes, of course.
I don't know, crazy idea, as it should. And if you haven't been to Allianz Field, it's spectacular. You tell me it's either Target Field first, Allianz second, or the other way, and I'm fine. Going again this year and just seeing that place and all the great seats and the fans into it and the food options and the myriad of great locations you have to watch the game, all for it. But these dopes, these parrot heads with...
propeller heads.
Propeller heads, yeah.
Parrot heads.
The parrot heads, that's the Jimmy Buffett fool. By the way, I'm not a Jimmy Buffett guy at all. By all accounts, he was just a big-time jerk. The propeller heads are going to make it now start in the fall, go through the winter, and finish next spring / summer.
That's insane.
I looked. This isn't The Onion. This isn't bonus April Fools. This is The Athletic writing this story. Moving to the fall to spring calendar would open the MLS up greater to take advantage of the transfers for the better players.
Okay.
Okay. That's good. Guess what? There's plenty teams in northern climates.
Yes.
Who in the hell is signing up for a January 10th soccer game at Allianz?
Players or fans.
Yes. Ridiculous. And okay, so you might say, well, football gets played outside. Completely different sport. We really want soccer played in the snow. We want to see the players have the best opportunity to show their skills, correct?
We do, even in football. You know what? Football in the snow is fun to watch for about a quarter on TV because it looks neat.
Yes.
The football itself is bad.
It's terrible. You're 100% right. I look forward to the occasional winter game when I'm at my house.
It's a novelty.
With the furnace on.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm sitting there probably having more hot chocolate. And it's kind of funny to see some guys slide. But is it really the best skill of the players? Not even close. And this dopey sport, which is doing so many things right, is now going to have... We could go through the cold weather teams. We're right at the top of the list. I'm sure Minnesota United is thrilled about this possibility, right?
Let's see. I'm just looking for the cold weather. Columbus, not super warm. Cincinnati, D.C., New York, Chicago, Montreal.
Seattle.
Another New York.
Portland.
Vancouver. Exactly. Keep going.
I mean, most of the league's in cold weather climates, right?
Mm-hmm. Another New England team. That's going to help the league.
That's among the dumbest. I mean, it's the dumbest idea about changing when the sport starts and ends I've ever heard of in my entire life.
How about just get a better league, continue to improve the product?
Right.
And maybe all those great players will want to play here versus where you're pilfering them from.
I'm sure all the great players on all the legendary Man U teams, and we can go through the whole list, are thinking, you know where I want to be? I want to be in St. Paul January 31st.
Yes.
Playing a game. I'm going to leave the Premier League. I wouldn't have before. I wouldn't have, you know, when they were playing, you know, I would have stayed right here.
The humidity can be brutal.
Are we trying to get the players who are in the Premier League and they're also going to play here? Is that what we're trying to do? Idiotic. I can react to all of this anytime you'd like. 651-461-9226. Reminder, we podcast the show daily. If you want to listen to the entire show, that's available to you. segment by segment available to you. Half hours, hours, Dave makes it nice and easy. Odyssey, Spotify, Apple, anywhere you can consume podcasts. We would love to have a lot more people consume us. We get it. Noon to 3 is not always the easiest time to listen. It's tied to a kid situation for me. It's worked out the best for my relationship with Quentin, and that's why I'm out at this time of day. And I know there are plenty of people who are diehards who listen all the time, and thank you. But others are in and out. This gives you a great option. You can also check us out on X, at Dave_Harrigan, at Chad Hartman Show. And you actually went back on Instagram yesterday.
Snooping around a little bit.
You were snooping around.
I want to see that picture of Gates.
Gates was right there. He was looking good, wasn't he?
Oh, that tongue hanging out.
Yeah. All sorts of photos up there recently from me. You are on the Instagram, Dave.Harrigan?
That could be.
Yeah, something like that. And I am Chad Hartman Show. Consume as much as you want, and thank you very much.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Plenty of reaction on the soccer nonsense where they're going to change the league. Already it goes on way, way too long. This should be a gather in March, finish in October. And here's part of the reason why. Because now they're voting where the sport is going to start late fall, go all the way through winter. And they're saying spring, but I'm betting it's summer. As we just looked up, the Loons are still in the playoffs. They won Game 3 of the first round series November 8th.
PKs.
November 8th. Mm-hmm. Their next game against San Diego is November 24th. 60 days apart. What are they doing?
It's training.
What is the point?
Clean the kits.
I mean, the Super Bowl, which I hate to say it, just is a little ahead of the second round of the MLS, is 2 weeks.
And that's ridiculous.
And that's completely ridiculous. 16 days? Do they go play for other teams in between?
Could be. You get a nice little team bonding trip to Mexico for a week. Then you come back. God. You work off all the margaritas. That's fine. No, 7 days in between most MLS regular
That's
season
ridiculous.
Games is completely bonkers. Oh, you ran a little bit. You're tired. You need 6 days off.
2 games a week.
Yes.
2 games
weekend
a week.
Weekend and a midweek. There you go.
That's it.
That's how we tighten up the season.
Everybody
right
does it. Start March with training camps. Start playing games in April. Have the title game in early October. We're done.
There it is.
You know,
solve the sport, Chad Hartman.
Thank you. Thank
and
you.
Enough Uniteds. We got enough Uniteds.
Yeah, I'm with
enough
you.
Uniteds, enough FCs. Let's move it on.
Have you looked at our country? We're not very united. I think the only thing we're united on is this is the dumbest sports
yes.
idea ever.
And nothing about you, Salt Lake, is real. Knock it off.
I'm sure there's some very talented Run Army soccer players we could poach. it reminds me of the National Hockey League going deep in the summer. No. That would be like the NHL gathering for training camp in what? March? Playing all summer and then having the season end in November. Yeah, hockey goes too long. They all go too long. Is there any sport that doesn't go too long?
No, I would say not. And by the way, hockey, the Stanley Cup playoffs this year completed June 17th.
Yeah.
Still spring.
Still spring. That is great. that is absolutely too long. There's no doubt about it. Okay. Let's get to a couple other items here. The president's idea of changing the Department of Defense to the Department of War, we both saw this, could cost up to $2 billion. With all the signs, placards, letterhead, badges, all the different military sites all across the globe, everything else they need to do. This is from two senior Republican staffers, two senior Democratic staffers, and two others briefed on the cost. First of all, it's fine as the Department of Defense. It's going to change nothing outside of Donald and his obsession with branding. And he's great at it, right? Is there any doubt that branding has been an enormous part of his success?
No. Well before the presidency.
Yeah. Well, his whole life
yes.
has been branding. But we're going to spend $2 billion. Changing this, the Department of War. Don't come back at me again on efficiency, saving money, worthy adults. Both parties are frauds. They're just total frauds on truly saving money. DOGE, among the things that never came close to living up the hype this year, DOGE probably number one, right?
No. Well, we've said it before. You want to save money until you're the one with the purse strings.
Yes.
Until you are the party in power. Then all of a sudden, let's spend as much as we can to get as much done as we want.
And slowing down the size and growth of government, I have both my hands in the air.
Sure.
I am willing to see both parties make incredibly difficult decisions, including the fact that we're all living longer and having those difficult decisions on Social Security. We're just cowards in that area. Absolute cowards because you want to know why? Because the older folks are the ones who are voting, and you don't want to tick them off. But DOGE was just the sledgehammer when you needed a little bit of surgical appeal. And he hasn't lived up to any of that, right? And now $2 billion? Craziness. Last one before we pause and Jason joins us. Thank you. AI relationships on the rise. A divorce boom could be next. Are you buying this? That it's out there. There are a lot of people, maybe they're lonely or maybe they're not lonely and they also want to have an AI chick or guy on the side. But that enough people are going to be so fascinated and infatuated with and smitten with their AI girlfriend, boyfriend, both, threesome, throuple, whatever it might be, that we are going to see a statistical boom in divorces. I am more on this show, between the two of us, more of the believer of AI is going to dramatically change the world more than you are. You're not saying it's not going to, but you're more of the mindset of we're going to be fine. We've dealt with these things forever, right?
I don't think they're going to take over humanity. I'm not worried about that yet.
Is this going to end marriages as we know it?
I don't see a divorce boom. I will say AI and social media and just separating ourselves from society.
Yeah.
That has me worried for the future. For instance, of, you know, my daughters, when they get to the age when they should be starting to perhaps couple up, look at starting a family. What's the population going to look like then? How is it going to, you know, what's the dating life, the dating world going to be like at that point as AI only grows, as people spend more time on AI or just simply by themselves?
That is a great point, because we have so many younger individuals and we have excessive volume of studies to back this up where they're communicating. But they're communicating through a phone, through the various social media sites. They're not seeing people. They're not going out on dates. They're not having sex.
Yeah, it's not real life.
Yeah, it's the life they want to live, which isn't close to the life we've lived, right? And so now if they can stay in their bedroom, in their apartment, and they've designed the boyfriend or girlfriend they want going forward for the younger generation, that's where it might be an enormous part of the future. But the 30-year-olds and above who didn't sit in the basement the entire time and actually met people and enjoy people, I don't buy the divorce boom. But let's say we're sitting having this conversation 10 years from now, and I hope we are. Maybe by then you'll actually get your raise. Just a novel concept. It wouldn't shock me if there's millions of kids who are no longer kids. They're in their early 20s and meet Mary. And she's up on some screen. And God knows what Mary is capable of doing. How do you think parents, you're prepared? Like you talked about your daughter. Also, you're going downstairs. And the girls each have a boyfriend down there? Not really boyfriend, but it's their AI boyfriend, and they're just staying down there and hanging out with him all the time?
Yeah, that won't be okay. That will not be okay. We learned this week there was a study about AI. Just basically, AI is a yes man for so many things.
Yes.
Whatever you say, AI will back you. It'll support your arguments. And I mean,
that's why I talk to AI all the time.
Yeah, if that's how our world is going to be growing up, I mean, how are young people, as they grow old, grow up, going to be getting into conversations and, you know, relationships where there might just be a little bit of distress, a little bit of discomfort, a little bit of disagreement?
They'll all be radio sidekicks laughing into all the material. Thank you. Thank you. Jason is next.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Jason is here. I will remind the audience, the first regular on this show, I think 2010, is you. Okay. Brendan Kieran and I talked about it, and we said, let's see if DeRusha will do it. And the initial bit was, what would Jason do?
Right. That's right.
That was picking up on the TV show that Jim Avila was hosting on ABC, right? Where they would go to some circumstance and, like, maybe a pregnant mother was drinking. Would you be the
person? Would you intervene? Yeah. The show's still on, I think.
And the reason why I brought it up, Jim Avila died.
Do we know what happened? I just saw the headline, and he's pretty young. I grew up, you know, Jim was a Chicago reporter and anchor, so I remember watching him as a kid and then seeing him rise to national level.
He did that, and then he finished his career in San Diego.
Yeah, he went back to local news, right? Investigative reporting.
And his brother, Chris Simon, worked here for a while.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
So there was a connection. But yeah, Jim Avila, do we have enough, or is it possible now to be a Jim Avila on one of the networks where you're never going to be David Muir?
Yep.
You're never going to be Tommy Amos and whoever CBS has. I have no idea. But you are an established correspondent where people associate the network with you, and maybe for a little bit you get some sort of show or some sort of hook and you stand out. It seems like that was a lot easier 10, 20, 30 years ago than it is now.
There's just so much content out there.
That's it.
Like, so I was interning at ABC News when they first launched the What Would You Do series, because it came out of a bit they were doing on Primetime Live. Remember Primetime Live sort of?
Yes.
ABC had 2020. So you got Barbara Walters and Hugh Downs and like classic news magazine stuff. And then Primetime Live came on, which was sort of like a little tabloidy with those absolute wild loony reporters, Diane Sawyer and Sam Donaldson. But like that
then,
was the trashy.
And Charlie Gibson. Oh, they were racy.
So trashy. So that was the trashy show. But they had that sort of stuff in that show. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, you have people like David Begno at CBS that sort of has his style, major to a certain degree.
Major
right?
to a certain degree, yes. Is it Steve Hartman? Why am I forgetting?
Steve Hartman,
right. He's got a hook, and it's worked out very well.
He started
with
at KSTP. Yeah. Well, not started, but worked at Channel 5 for a long time.
And his human history stories are great.
So good.
They're powerful. Today is World Kindness Day.
Oh, don't I know it.
Yeah. Is the United States of America in 2025 as kind as it was 10, 20, 30 years ago? I want people to text on this too. Do you think the country collectively, and obviously the individuals who make up the country, that we are as kind now as we were in the past? I figured I'd save this for you. World Kindness yeah. Day. What does your gut tell you?
So my gut instinct is absolutely not. But when I think about it, you know, look at things like GoFundMe.
Yep.
Which never, we didn't have a technology platform to do that.
Mm-mm.
And today it is so normalized to sign up to bring meals to someone in a tough moment or to I've donated to people that I barely know.
Yep.
Or someone that like a friend loves this person. So like I want to support my friend and I'll send $100 to whatever. So in some ways, we are kinder. We are more generous. We are able to reach out and be better
people. We have more avenues to demonstrate.
We have more avenues to do it. And so while I think our digital discourse is so toxic,
yes,
that for people like you and me who spend a lot of time in that sphere,
right,
it feels like we're less kind. There's more bullying out there of young kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Although, like, I don't know, when I was a kid, like,
there was bullying.
There was bullying, too.
Yeah.
But you used to be able to go home and get away from it. Now the kids just get it around the clock. I don't know. I guess, Mike, I'm talking myself into thinking that perhaps we're kinder than we were.
I think we are at least as kind. And you stole a lot of what
Sorry.
I want to say.
Sorry.
But no. I think social media, when we have the conversation, you've done it, I've done it. Yes or no, is social media good for the country?
No.
And most people say no. I still say yes, because I still think, and because of what we do, and we both talk politics, I talk more than you do, but our algorithms will then heighten the political discourse. And at the political level, are we as respectful, as accepting as we once were? Hell no. The president of the United States is a full-on bully. End of discussion. And guess what? There are plenty of Democrats who go right back at him as strong as possible. That is still a sliver of our country.
That's I agree.
That is a sliver of our country. And whether it's next Tuesday when we work with Union Gospel Michigan or every single day, if you just see it in your own life, people who you are friends with and the kindness they demonstrate, I get and I do it. I have a 3-hour show and I try every day. I just told you off air. I try every day to find topics that 30, 40 and 50 year olds are going to remember.
Yeah,
that's it. That's what I try to do every single day. And is it some of it that will stir people up? Sure. It's a talk show. That doesn't mean that's like the rest of my life.
Right.
That doesn't mean that's I'm not saying I'm a fraud. I'm fairly true to who I am. But you can't convince me that all of a sudden in 25, we don't have as many kind people as we had in 1995. I don't buy it.
And I think in some ways, when you look at like our kids, right, I do think like our kids have empathy in a way that I didn't have when I was growing up.
It's a fair point.
You just didn't know. There was less tolerance for people who didn't like conform to the same path that you did.
Without a doubt. I mean,
That's very different.
I think of how concerned I was when Quentin, because of his health issues and as a special ed kid, was going to go to the biggest high school in the state. And I was worried. And I'm sure there were kids who made comments. But when Hunter and Griffin were there or I had to go there, like, they couldn't have been more welcoming.
Yeah.
And by the way, 10, 20 years ago, I don't think kids were that accepting.
No.
I really don't.
No.
And I think now, because so many kids are exposed to so many issues and so many things that we might not have seen as much.
It's almost a negative where these kids are carrying so much in their heads.
Yeah, right.
That you can understand like, oh, why are kids anxious or all of these other things. You're like, well, we just weren't thinking about this much stuff.
Yeah.
It just wasn't on the table.
Okay, text me. on World Kindness Day, do you think individually and collectively in 2025, our country is as nice now as we were 10, 20, 30 years ago?
You should check your work email, by the way.
Oh, do I have something?
Maybe World Kindness Day related.
Ooh. Oh,
maybe.
I got a little something. Is it Sydney Sweeney's phone number?
Can't never know.
I'll have to check right now. Go ahead. Tell people here at 2:52 why you're playing this song, Dave Harrigan.
The country's back to work, so we're celebrating working today. Yes, let's go. Get the job done, federal government.
On kindness, plenty of text coming in. Do you believe that we are as kind individually and collectively as we were 10, 20, 30 years ago? Among the texts, we eliminated USAID, leading mass starvation, developing world. We are collectively the least generous and meanest we've ever been. Okay, let me take that one first, and chime in. Because the Trump administration offered up a policy that I disagree with 100%, okay, that means the rest of us are reflective of that?
Mm.
No, it does not. It means either Trump or whoever recommended it to Trump, in my opinion, made a mistake. And there are plenty of Republicans who agree with that. But because one president and one administration offered that up, that doesn't mean individuals in Iowa City or Tucson, Arizona or L.A. now just aren't as kind because they were inspired by that to be meaner.
Yeah, I think so many of us filter our whole life through politics.
Too much.
It's not. I get. It's a position of privilege to be able to. Yes, it is. You know what? More people should use their damn privilege and chill out. Actually, not. It's good for the show. Like, it's fine.
More text. The country is less kind, but there are still many kind individuals within the country.
That's possible.
More text. We're not as kind as we used to be. Trump allowed people to be rude and cruel because of behavior normalizes. Social media has led to more bullying. We address that.
Or do we just hear about it more?
Well, that's the point you make, that sometimes I'll pick some topic, I'll milk it for a segment or two, and you'll say, good job finding that and overreacting to it when it's just one or two goofballs.
Right.
And we're all guilty of that.
Yeah, I do it, too. We all do. But I do. There's no way to know, right?
Right.
You can look at the data of how few people are, like, actively posting.
Yes.
And to me, you can extrapolate that out to mean we don't really know if this is indicative of widespread kind of crappiness of people, or if it's just the same people who are jackasses sitting in their basement bitching to their best friend. Now they have a Twitter following and they're just doing it to the world.
See, I think that's a lot of it.
I think it's most of
it. I really do.
I hope. Maybe I'm just hoping.
And when we're talking about isolating something, where the Republicans, and in particular MAGA, is infinitely better than the Democrats, there will be some whack job lefty who will do something that three of us here are fairly central, so go, you got to be bleeping kidding me. And it's not it's reflective of a growing group of the left, but it's not every liberal. And where MAGA's brilliance, they highlight that, and then they turn in. That's who every Democrat is in the entire country. And they're geniuses at it.
It's pretty good.
And
it works.
They're way better than the Democrats at it. The reason why young people are kinder now is because being taught in school, we're calling a bullying school, honestly, because of PC and woke. I'm very confused on that one. Still a lot of very kind individuals.
Some PC and some woke is good, by the way. Like,
without a doubt.
Just saying, like, I know we've decided it's all bad, but throughout history, we've all modified. Man, when I was a kid, think of the insults that we called each other.
Yes.
And, you know, we know better. Is that PC and woke? Yes. Listen, is it good? Yes.
Because of my kid and autism, my antenna is off the charts with the R word.
The R word,
okay?
Right.
The R word, when we were younger, people used
common.
A lot. Like Nancy Mace just used it today on
Twitter. Now
it's
sort of back. Like,
you know, and somehow
dumb.
It has become, we're going to claim that word back. That's awful.
Yeah.
There's a word that is derogatory to millions and millions of people that you now want to use as an insult and you claim it back. Come on.
Right.
If you want to be somebody with insults, you can be a little bit better than that.
There are a lot of choices.
Yeah. Choices sometimes are pretty obvious, too. I hope your choice is Jason. He's on the next 3 hours here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.